My research in Oxford was on blood velocity, which is measuring with a special needle, which could be put in arteries and things, and you could measure how fast the blood was going. What I discovered was that there was equipment called Doppler ultrasound equipment, which could measure blood velocity in arteries and veins and things, and theoretically one should have been able to apply it to the heart. So I got some equipment made in France. I had to go and get the equipment and bring it back through customs and everything. And this showed the potential of the equipment, but it got problems with it. So I teamed up with a chap working in medical electronics, and we made some equipment that was more specific for the heart. It was lower frequency. And we were the first people to measure blood velocity in certain conditions, in Britain certainly, and it enabled us to diagnose conditions like leaking mitral valve, patent ductus, and various other conditions which required invasive investigation before. And I couldn't devote enough time to it to make a big name for myself, but I was involved with a Norwegian group that was producing the equipment, and that really took off. And as I say, the equipment became part and parcel of an echocardiogram. You did the Doppler study. The beam of ultrasound goes into the heart. If there's a jet of blood going very fast, it produces a change in the frequency of the ultrasound, and it makes a shushing noise. And the same sort of equipment is used for baby fetal hearts, and you can hear it. And we developed this equipment, which was ahead of its time, and we couldn't get any manufacturers to make it because they all thought they'd got a good share of the market. And the Norwegians got in with their equipment and scooped the market, really. So I felt that I'd done a lot for cardiology, but I then got involved with commissioning, and I couldn't spend so much time on my blood velocity studies.